Welcome to the AI zone. I think we've probably been in the AI zone for the last couple hours already, but welcome again. And want to kind of revert back to Martin Wall's presentation, which was really apt considering what we're going to talk about here. It's a big partnership between Ooyala and Microsoft is putting those products in action. So we'll look forward to kind of talking about that. Specifically, we're going to talk about the future of pay TV, and Jeff is the expert on that, and I'll let him speak to that in a few minutes. But again, I'm Joey Fulcher, Director of Media Logistics Sales. Jeff is the CEO of Zone TV, who is one of our newest and most exciting clients at Ooyala, and actually a joint client of Ooyala and Microsoft. So that's what we're going to be talking about specifically. So real quick, just to run through kind of what we'll go through. So we'll talk a little bit about each company, just so you know the background of Ooyala and Zone TV, what Zone TV was up against and what they were looking to do as a business, the solutions put in place by Ooyala and Microsoft, and eventually kind of what that value is for them and the future of that. So hopefully there'll be some good questions coming out of that that I'm sure Jeff, myself, or one of my colleagues will be able to answer. So real quick about Ooyala. Ooyala offers an integrated suite of video platform solutions. So from data and analytics capture, which we've been known for over a decade, to monetizing video through advertising, and now media operations or media logistics with Ooyala Flex, which we'll talk about in a minute. We have hundreds of customers all over the globe. They do range in all industries. I know today we've had brands, banks, enterprise, obviously big media and broadcast represented in the discussion today, all of which are customers of Ooyala in some form or fashion. We also have some really trusted and important partners, Microsoft being kind of first among them, but they're all leaders in their field, all very innovative companies, and kind of sharing our vision around really building and delivering a better media experience. So real quick, Ooyala Flex is going to kind of be the star of the show for Ooyala as we talk about this case study and we talk about Zone TV. And it is our media logistics product. So first of all, what is media logistics? So media logistics is, in our world, optimizing the flow of content through your heterogeneous setup or ecosystem of tools, people, and process. As we know, there's a lot that goes into how content goes from camera to screen, script to screen, and we're talking about how we optimize that. How do we build automation into that process and deliver a premier experience, but also drive down costs, increase revenue for our clients? So for Ooyala Flex, what the vision behind this product is to be the premier platform for customers who are modernizing their media operations. In some cases, that's taking things to the cloud with Azure, in order to increase profits and efficiency. So Ooyala Flex makes technology innovation work seamlessly for our customers throughout their content lifecycle while maximizing the value of their unique business proposition. I want to call out just three key words in here that I think help depict really what this Ooyala Flex product is all about. First is platform. So it is a platform that we intend our clients, our partners, to help us build upon. So we have an open API. It's readily accessible on our webpage, no NDA needed, which is a differentiator for us. We have that API is going to help us connect, as I say in this next bullet, technology innovation. So Media Indexer and the Microsoft Azure suite is one of those areas that we're able to grab some of the most innovative technologies and plug that directly into Flex so it can optimize Zone TV's use of those tools and delivering their content. And then finally, the unique business proposition. So we know that all of our customers have a unique way of doing things. Somebody mentioned it earlier around everyone kind of feels like their business is unique. It is. And with Ooyala Flex, we don't expect you to change that. We want to make your process better using the tools that already exist. Flex can help pull all those tools into one single source of truth and deliver that content more efficiently than you've ever done it before. So that's a bit about Ooyala Flex. And now I'm going to introduce Zone TV. We'll actually kick it off with a short video and then hand it over to Jeff.
Welcome to Zone TV, bringing the best online videos to pay television. Curated into genre channels serving all pay TV audiences, Zone TV is a new content category for pay television. displayed in your EPG for easy discovery. Just take the remote to select a channel, and you can sit back and just enjoy hours of linear television. Or you can explore the other viewing options in what we call show streams. Zone TV also supports fast forward, pause, and rewind functionality. Another feature is the magic wand. If you want to wand a show, Zone TV will create a show stream of the kind of program you're watching. Zone TV also learns what you're watching, and its powerful heuristics engine personalizes a channel. Using profiles allows each member of the household to have their own personalized channel, whether it's a linear channel or on demand, or personalized options just for you. This is Zone TV.
Thank you. So you thought I was just here for my looks, but I do get to talk too, so this is very exciting for me. So thrilled to be up here with and partnered with Uyala and Microsoft. I want to talk just a little bit about Zone TV and what we are. We've actually been around for a long time, and we've been in the business of providing apps and subscription video on demand for TV providers for 15 years and proven track record of growing ARPU. And we're actually in 38 million homes today in North America, US and Canada. And you can see some of our customers on the right. And that's important because the work we've done there, doing digital content licensing deals, putting it on our platform, and delivering it into the operator's EPG are the fundamental tools that we're building on to deliver the kind of experience that we're talking about today. With the help of Uyala and Microsoft and all of the meta enhancement and the video indexing and the AI capabilities that you've heard a lot about. So I don't have to tell this audience the challenges that are going on in the industry. We've got this $200 billion industry that there's all kinds of change. Digital first is exploding, fundamental shift in viewing behavior, and you have these two worlds that have completely different economics in the pay TV and the OTT space. And from a consumer perspective, it doesn't make sense at all. Consumers are clearly demanding digital first experiences. The viewership that's taking place outside of the traditional cable and satellite subscription is obvious and continues to explode, and looking for ways to help consumers out. So if I drill down a bit on what the issues are, right? For operator issues, we all know about margin compression and what's going on there. They are bandwidth constrained. Trying to get new channels on is extraordinarily difficult. Talked about consumer preferences and what's going on there with their desires. And this notion of digital content viewership increasing, outside of the subscription. For content, I'm specifically talking about digital first content. Some of the issues are don't have access to that pay TV market. Despite all the headlines being, cord cutting, it is a very large and profitable and attractive market. Discovery is really difficult and economics are troubling. Again, two different sets of economics in the OTT and the pay TV space. So, there's about 1,000 more issues if we wanted to get into it, but just at a very high level, that's what we're looking at. For a long time, I sat on the pay TV side, sort of lived those experiences and the scars from them, and we really built this product to address those specifically, both from a technology, from a business model, and from an experience perspective. So if those are the problems, what's the solution? So you saw in the video, we kind of showed you the answer up front. This really is a personalized TV networks, plural, multiple channels, that curated digital first content, so bringing that into the pay TV world, and blending both linear and on demand into the EPG. So no longer does a consumer go here for linear, here for on demand, somewhere else for DVR. It is that integrated experience that you saw just a clip of that allows a consumer, create a stream, can dynamically change a channel on the fly, similar, if you will, to what Pandora does in the music space, We're doing that in pay TV, and we're doing that built on all of that video indexing, that meta enhancement, and the artificial intelligence capabilities, the sentiment analysis, et cetera, that you heard from Microsoft. Ooyala brings those capabilities together, and the net is truly the first linear-like network that's programmed, curated, and driven by artificial intelligence. And that simply hasn't been done, partly because it couldn't in a linear world where there is no dynamic option. Linear is static by its very nature. So I want to talk, before I go on, the three key enablers, and I've sort of referenced them here, but enhanced metadata is sort of obvious. You have to have a lot to play with to really create a personalized experience to make that artificial intelligence, our cognitive engines, work well. You have to have a flexible user experience for pay TV, and that's what I was just referencing. If you can't change a channel, whether it's the user experience we're highlighting or something else, if it is static by nature, then, you know, by definition, you can't have the kind of personalized experience that is changing and evolving with you. You can do some of the cool things up front in terms of curating and understanding how to human curate a channel, but you can't change it on the fly based on a user's experience. And that's just a critical, that was so close. That is a critical component. You notice I just moved right on. Didn't even slow me down. That's a critical component, and fundamentally what's changed around being able to deliver this kind of an experience. And then lastly, obviously, the AI-driven curation. All of the algorithms and the capability that go into starting to personalize for a consumer, if you have those first two elements, you can make use of that. And again, with Ooyala at Microsoft, we're putting all of those things together in a way that we think is pretty unique for a consumer. So we'll tag team this a bit. This is a really high-level solution architecture that is underneath what the experience that we showed in the clip just a moment ago. So there's a lot of content coming in. The first thing is Ooyala and Jess work through the workflow, and we're at a very, very high level and happy to talk in more detail. But as it comes down to Microsoft, all that meta enhancement takes place. That's where the video indexing works. It's magic and sends that back up and is captured in Ooyala CMS.
What I would add to this is, as you think about Jeff's team and Zone TV, there's a couple ways Jeff could go about tackling this. For one, he could hire 10 people per ingest point that he's bringing in. He's got, .com, Esquire, GQ, et cetera, to try to handle the amount of content that's going to come into them via MRSS, curate that content, tag it with metadata, handle it within their systems, and so forth. The other option is to kind of automate that through Ooyala and Microsoft. And so with Ooyala Flex, all of that content comes in via MRSS automatically. Before any of his team members even touch the content, it's already tagged with metadata because we've sent it off to the media indexer via API, and we could use it, any of those selections that Martin Wall went through, and pull that back into our system as the single source of truth for Jeff's smaller team to actually pick from and help curate the channel. Some of that will be automated based on the user and what they want to see, and that's part of the secret sauce behind Zone TV. But I think the key around what Microsoft and Ooyala are doing to help his team is really scale. There's a scale-out engine or a scale-out point in terms of all of the partners and clients he's working with to distribute these linear channels, but there's also a scale-out ingest point. He's got a huge amount of content that's coming in and not a huge team that he wants to employ to try to handle that, so we're building automation into that process.
Great, that's absolutely right. And what that does is, with video indexing and with Ooyala's CMS, all of those capabilities that they are much better at than we could ever be, they take that off of our plate, and because it's integrated, it makes it very easy for us to then to go move on. And our contents, our programming studio, the Zone TV cognitive engine, from our perspective, that's where we want to be great. That's how we really differentiate and create barriers to entry for other competitors and make sure that our artificial intelligence, and that personalization is really working well. Between that and the programming studio, which is really what the humans that curate for us initially, we call them zoners. The zoners who are curating our channels are using all of those tools and have a starting point from curation, from a curation perspective that is really advanced. And the better that our engines get, the less work that the zoners have to do. I would point out that as strongly as we believe in AI and the technology, and we do a great deal, there is still a human element to programming, and it's not clear how that mix will work, but there's some art and some science in here. And the way we set this up at Zone TV is we tell the zoners to program their channels as if there is no artificial intelligence, right? You have to, just like you're at a traditional linear channel. And then obviously on the platform side, our CTO is building channels assuming there's no human intervention. And it's that mix that we think is extraordinarily powerful. And obviously over time, I think the platform will get smarter and smarter and better. And we'll see how that plays out. But we feel very strongly as much investment and as much as we're driving the technology, that human piece is still in there and will be for a while. I don't know if you want to add anything to that.
That's great.
Okay, terrific. So obviously, AI at the heart of solving these challenges, and it's pretty clear the kinds of things that roll out of being good here, content discoverability, the personalization, revenue viewership, and how those things go together. Haven't even started to talk about targeted advertising and the power of that with these kinds of engines underneath. And in general, increasing content value to a consumer, however you want to measure it. And I talked about those enablers up front. AI is at the heart of delivering on this promise and how we will differentiate and really believe we have to going forward. So at some level, the future of television, from our view of the world, is better television. So we don't think there's forever a pay TV and an OTT and different worlds. That those will start to come together. The experience we're trying to lay out really starts to bridge the pay TV and OTT gap. Some of the personalization and kinds of things you can do in the OTT world with the simplicity of traditional pay TV and a consumer just sitting there on their couch using their remote. And so, you know, pay TV operators, we think, are going to play an important role for a very long time. We don't have a belief that they're going away, and our mission is to help them evolve and address some of the challenges that we talked about up front. Customers want great content that's easy. That's pretty simple. And this digital content explosion says there's a lot of ways to create that content and get at it. And if we can make it easier, if our operator partners can make it easier, that'll be a win for everyone. And we really do think we're bringing a revolutionary new offering into the traditional MVPD world by bridging, again, linear on demand, pay TV and OTT, and adding personalization in there. And the three of us together, we are thrilled to be doing that with Uyala and Microsoft. I talk about it, if we're going to, a next generation TV experience requires next generation tools, and we had to have the partners and the partnerships we have with these guys to be able to pull that off. And we feel very strongly about that. And it is just a great time to be in the TV business. I mean, it's nutty, and all of us have our challenges, but I think it's never been a better time to be in the space if you're flexible and can evolve and sort of think about ways to solve consumers, and hopefully we've done a little bit of that.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you both. We've got plenty of time for Q&A, so I know you're all itching to ask questions.
Hey, I was wondering, could you just elaborate a little bit on what the zoners are doing, the zoner channels that they're programming? How many channels are they actually programming, and how does that translate into the viewer experience?
Yeah,
it sounds really interesting. Just if you could elaborate.
Yeah, there's a lot of conversation in there. Think a zoner is responsible for one channel right now. I think if we do our AI, use the cognitive engine, and work with Ooyala properly, we may be able to be more efficient. But a zoner is responsible for a channel. There's a passion and an ownership there beyond just curation skills. It is where the art comes into kind of delivering an experience for the consumer. But initially, it's kind of one-to-one.
And there's, Jeff and his team out of LA, I believe is where they're based, has is giving the zoners a larger and larger pool of content to pick from, right, for them to curate those channels. So the important part for Ooyala and Microsoft is to help them make that easy, right? If you've got one zoner responsible for one channel and there's a bigger pool to deal with, is how do we automate getting them information about the assets or the content that's available and then picking the right times and places to inject that. Some of that may be automated and some of it will be manual and them curating that channel. But we're kind of dealing with the mass amount of content and helping funnel that to a more efficient place.
So we'll talk much more as we go a little bit later in the year about how we're building those channels. But I mean, there's thousands of hours of digital first content, and digital first in our definition is anything that's not in the pay TV ecosystem. So it could be an SVOD, an AVOD, publisher, in some cases an MC. I mean, any library of high quality content is a potential source. We license that and then use that as we run it through that machine to curate channels. And the channels are some mix of lifestyle, demographic, psychographic, et cetera. They fit within a linear world, although they have all this other capability. That's the notion.
Got a question up here.
Hey, I'm just curious, what does this mean for existing linear networks?
So I think they're, are a couple answers there. First of all, I don't think linear networks are going away, and that's not our intent. I do think it's a way to demonstrate for operators an evolution of the experience, and I think what we've seen already, much to our surprise, frankly, is as traditional content networks, channels, see the experience, they really like the opportunity to put more content into an online over-the-top cloud-based platform and not force customers to go linear, on-demand, maybe DVR, et cetera. That it really is a more natural experience for consumers. And you know, that's a fantastic conversation for us to have with traditional cable nets or broadcasters.
Simon Applebaum from Tomorrow We Televise, the program all about television and Blog Talk Radio. I have a question for each of you, and Jeff will start with you. Right now, 60% of all U.S. households now own or use a smart television set or a device like Roku, Google Chromecast, Apple TV, TiVo, et cetera, et cetera. And a growing number of these sets and devices now have artificial intelligence voice services built in, like a Siri, like an Alexa. Is your system compatible with that?
Yes.
And do you see some... Can you elaborate a little bit more about that?
Yes, it is. No, I'm sorry. So that's a navigation tool, and typically, there's a more complicated answer, but typically the voice navigation will really belong to the operator, and that we could, if they'll expose an API, I think that's the way we'll enter in using voice navigation, as opposed to us trying to create a competing engine with a different library, and that becomes very messy for consumers. So that's. I think the simple answer.
And Joey, if Zone TV is first, who's second?
That's a good question. I mean, I think, Jeff just addressed it with kind of the future of linear. We're doing some of these same things with linear broadcasters, the more traditional folks. They're doing it more behind closed doors where they're not giving the power to the consumer. I think that's the interesting part about Zone TV is they're giving power to the consumer to make choices. And as a consumer myself, I'm used to kind of consuming things online and my YouTube and what I watch online versus what I watch on TV, sports, pretty much it. Everything else is digital and through web. So I think for the linear guys, we're still creating some of those same efficiencies. We can use the artificial intelligence from Microsoft in order to inject into their linear streams. They're not giving the power to the consumer. So eventually they may do that. They're gonna probably first do that through their OTT. But as Jeff said, eventually those things will come together. But so we're already doing that in other places, but I think that's sort of the path it's gonna go.
There's still time. There we go.
Jeff, maybe you mentioned this and I was asleep, but how does DVR capability factor in here?
From our perspective, you can favorite something, which is a way to come back to it later, a functional equivalent of DVR. But DVR doesn't make sense in the context of you have access to everything. So with our experience, I mentioned if you tune to one of our channels and put the remote down, that's a pure linear experience, and we've programmed that for you. You can go to a section and have a pure on-demand experience and search for a particular asset or go look at a favorite. What we hope and believe is most people are going to be in between in a dynamic channel experience where that programming changes on the fly. So the notion of separate categories or separate places to go get a piece of content doesn't apply. We're trying to make that go away. It's hard for a guy who, at UVerse, it was all about DVR. So the notion that that's going away is sort of an odd concept for me, but I think it's right.
Any other questions? All right, well look, Joey, Jeff, thank you so much. Let's give him a big round of applause. Thank you both so much. Thank you to our titanium sponsors. They'll be over at the Uyala table throughout the afternoon.